This is the fourth year the IRS has rolled out its Dirty Dozen tax scams, one per day over a dozen business days. In a video produced for the website IRS.gov, the agency reports an increase in tax scams by telephone.
Some of the most common scams involve con artists who pretend to be from the IRS and call victims, telling them they have to pay right now or else. We have formal processes in place for people with tax issues, and angry, harassing calls like these are not how we do business.
Other tax scammers try to lure their victims into filing bogus claims for phony tax credits, non-existent rebates, and/or phony rebates based on their Social Security benefits. They can use flyers and brochures advertising free money from the feds with little or no documentation required. But victims would face a double whammy.
Not only do the victims lose the money they paid the scammer, but they also learn their claims are rejected. Or worse, they have to return the money to the IRS, plus penalties and interest.
The scammers are out there. If they've got their information, they know that you may wait. And so if they can file under your name before you do, then they're going to get your refund.
Tammy Ward is with the Better Business Bureau's Northwest Florida office. One vital key to a successful, protected tax filing is doing your due diligence. In IRS world, a misplaced decimal point or the wrong digit in the wrong place could lead to a major headache. The deadline to file is April 17th. The traditional April 15th date is on a Sunday this year. And Ward says the best thing to do is go ahead and file, whether you owe or are owed.
Make sure that before you sit down to fill out your forms, you've got everything in front of you, especially if you're doing it online. Just make sure that you know what category that you fit in, and if you need to talk to someone, go ahead and do that.
Be sure to keep your guard up against groups posing as charitable organizations seeking donations from unsuspecting taxpayers. Something used by scammers are names that sound similar to legitimate organizations.
We have a lot of very worthwhile charities, but if you get something in the mail or you get an email, just go to our website and you can actually check all of the accredited charities that we have, and you can find out all the information as far as where your money is going to go.
The bad guys are constantly on the lookout for new ways to steal identities, and in the past few years have come to include social media. Ward says the best policy is to use such websites with eyes wide open.
If you're on social media and you have something that comes up on your feed and it says, take this quiz, and they're asking you your favorite dog or your graduation year, you know, those are passwords that possibly you've used for your other financial information. They may be gathering that information and possibly using it against you.
The technology battle between the crooks and those who want to stop them is running pretty much neck and neck, according to the BBB's Tammy Ward. But it's taxpayers who can do the most to avoid becoming a cyber victim.
Filing early, making sure that everything that you do online is secure. You have those URLs that have the lock icon and the HTTPS on there. It's basically who's going to get there first.
More information is available at BBB.org and at IRS.gov. And the IRS video repeats that long-standing Better Business Bureau mantra when it comes to all scams year-round.
Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.